Hi, Jess and Kevin. Yes, Jess is right. Okay, do two tracks, one with the audio, one with the video. If you have a video that is, if I understood properly, this video is mute, no audio, so you're putting the audio to it. Then you select the audio, sorry, you select your video item. Then you go to, if you have FFmpeg, as I know you do, so you go to render, you choose the form output format, and you choose FFmpeg. Now I don't remember the exact wording. Okay, so but it's something like MOVQT MP4, something like that. And you name it as MP4. You choose X264 as codec for video, PCM for audio, 16/24-bit. And then there is a button that with JAWS or NVDA will say just button. You shift space on it, and you go up and down, and you check that says the option that says get frame rate slash resolution from the selected item. That's your way to go. So if your video is like 30 frames, that would be rendered as 30 frames and so on and so forth. If it is in TLC, would go 23.976. If it is PAL, would go 25. Now the thing that you have to be careful is the bit rate. There is a thing that says 95. That should be a percentage, but it proved to me that it's not. I keep that at 5,000, and it works better for me. But again, depends on the resolution, the frame rate that you have this video at. If it is an HD video, if it is an SD video. I assumed it is HD. When I told you MP4, I assumed it is HD. If it's not HD, you could also get away with SVID or XVID and do it in an AVI container. But that depends. So I assume it is HD, and if it is HD, then MP4 is a best, your best bet.